Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Look at the calls.
Oh.
Posting dating anniversaries on social media after you're married. Have you gone too far? That's what Colleen says. Proud Marist Gred. Nose pap again. Anyway. Says, listen, I have a friend that's married 3 years, but she posted her 8-year dating anniversary. Don't you kind of stop that after you've been married? What happened, Chris?
Yeah, so my husband last week posted our dating anniversary. We've been dating 34 years, married 29.
Look at that. Whoa. Your husband did that.
He used to do it a lot, like, in the earlier days, and I stopped doing it.
Right.
But for some reason, he was like, oh, it's 34 years ago today.
Wow.
So he posted it.
I'm impressed with his memory and recall on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's pretty good. All right, thank you, Chris.
I'm impressed
Appreciate
how long
it.
You guys lasted.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
Dating anniversaries.
Yeah, we don't call it the dating anniversary. We just call it the anniversary of the day we met.
Okay. All right, I get that. So do you post that then?
Yeah.
So how long have you been married?
2 years.
And how long have you been since the day you were met?
3 years.
3 years. All right. Okay.
Those are very different.
Hey, did you, so you were together a year before you got married by my basic math, correct?
Yes. My boyfriend and I actually did that thing where we celebrated the month-iversary for the first year.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But that stopped once you got to years, right?
Well, yeah, when we got married, then it just became our wedding anniversary. We stopped doing the monthly.
After you met, how long before you moved in together?
6 months.
6 months. Okay. Why is that relevant? I have more on that coming up this morning, Matt. Okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Then there's Christine.
Yes.
The dating anniversary.
Well, the thing about it is my husband tried to get us married on the same day as our dating anniversary.
Oh, is he romantic? Look at that. That or it's just easier to remember everything.
That's
exactly.
The key.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So you say he tried. It sounds like he was unsuccessful in that attempt.
He was. We thought we could just go to City Hall and, boom, get married on the day, like, you know, on TV. And
right.
No, you actually have to schedule a date.
Wait a minute. The world isn't like it is on TV?
No.
Oh,
no.
Newsflash.
What?
I thought for sure it was. Thank you, Christine. Thanks so much. All right. So it sounds like more people are doing it than I actually thought. Oh, yeah. Marriage. Brutal. Uphill climb. Nothing but stress and pain and agony. Real married women share the hardest part of marriage. Never really having much just me time. Getting used to not having things your way all the time. The in-laws. He doesn't do a damn thing around this house. And what else? 312-233-1019. What was or is the hardest part, Pat?
Eric, before I was married, I never knew I was wrong all the time.
No, you are. You discovered after getting married, you're wrong all the time. Uh-huh. And then what do you have to do, Mike?
You got to learn to say yes, dear.
All the time. Over and over and over. And don't even get me started about what there, Adam, at number 3.
Her constant spending of my money.
Her constant spending of my money.
Isn't it ours if we're married? Oh,
well, that's right. Up to Pat right now. At number 2, the hardest part about being married, Tracy.
Pretending to like sports.
I know, you have to fake your way through that. I know. Last night, college football national championship. You didn't give a damn, did you?
Not at all.
There you go.
Sorry.
And then finally, in at number 1, the hardest part of being married is what, Hannah?
Being judged for your bedtime.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Let's hear a little bit more about this one. Being judged for your bedtime.
Yeah. Some nights you want to go to bed early. Some nights you want to stay up late, and they're never in sync. And there's always an argument.
So he's more of the would like a consistent bedtime. You're all over the board each day.
Yeah. Sometimes I just want to veg and stay up late. Sometimes I want to go to bed early.
Uh-huh. And he's like, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Like he's a Marine going to bed.
So is it just that he wants you guys to always go to bed at the same time, or somehow it bothers him that you're, like, up and he's not?
I think the consistency. I think it doesn't matter if we're up at the same time. I think he just wants to go to bed somewhat together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they say the most successful relationships do that, so maybe he's on to something.
So you're doomed.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Quit staying up so late, vegging. Watching Bridgerton. With $615 million?
That's right.
And growing. Mega Millions. All right, so we decided we're going to take six random calls here. Just throw a number our way between 1 and...
70.
We're going to play these numbers, Violetta.
Okay.
And watch this. During Sam Smith, when he was singing about diamonds, it just hit me. So if it's $615 million, if we win tonight...
Yeah.
If we win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Got to win the big prize. The whole thing. Each of these people, we're cutting them in for $1 million.
Of course.
No problem. We're talking about $600 plus million we can afford.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just for calling and giving us a number, we're going to cut you in for $1 million if we win.
That's
what
nice.
A prize.
All right. Did you hear that? Is it Isa or Isa?
Either way.
Oh, okay.
Easy. I love it.
Is it Joe or Steve? Either. okay. Well, if we win the whole big thing tonight, we'll cut you in for $1 million, okay?
It'll be great.
Yeah. What number? Give us a number.
15.
15. Write that down, Violetta. And write her name next to it. Hold on. We'll get your phone number in case we have to call you for $1 million. All right. 15. Josie, we'll cut you in for $1 million if we win the big prize, the total prize, the grand prize. How much? Well, give us a number.
56.
56.
Okay.
56. All right. Thank you, Josie. Hello, Dina.
Hi. Good morning.
You ever win the lottery before?
You know what? When I was about 5 years old, my dad took me to the convenience store to grab a carton of milk. We grabbed a lotto ticket and won $10,000.
Whoa!
Wow, shut the front door.
All right. You're lucky then. We're glad that you're calling because you're like our good luck charm.
All right. If we win $615 million with these numbers, we'll cut you in for $1 million. Okay, Dina?
Perfect.
All right. Give us a number.
Two.
Got that, Violetta?
Got it.
Two. All right. Thank you.
Dos.
Thank you. Colleen.
Yes.
You know the routine, right?
Yes, I do.
Are you 16. Gonna? I'm sorry, what is it?
My number is 16.
16.
16.
16. Will you be playing on your own as well?
You know, I probably will pick up a ticket or two. Why not?
You feel like you have to. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't
Thank
win if you don't play.
Thank you for that. Hi there, Judy.
Hello.
How about a number?
Number nine.
Number nine.
Lucky number nine.
Number nine. Why'd you pick nine?
It's my number. It's like my numerology number.
Oh.
I'm the ninth child. I have kids have nine and their birthdays. It's my number.
Your mom and dad had nine kids?
Oh, 10.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
I'm a twin.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And they wrapped it up with twins.
Yes, they did.
They didn't mess around, did
Maybe
they?
That's
well, actually, they did mess around a lot. Thank you. And finally, Jenna. Hello, Jenna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You are caller six, which means you get to pick the Powerball number, which will be what?
Number
11. 11.
Lucky 11.
11. All right, 11. And why did you select 11?
11 is also my favorite number, and I don't know.
There you go.
Just lucky.
There you go. All right. If it comes in, if we win $615 million, we'll cut you in for $1 million.
Sounds great.
All right, hold on. All right, it's time to find out what's trending on Twitter, your top three things. We haven't been banned yet. Give it time. Top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go, Violetta, at number three.
Disneyland trending because they will host Orange County's first massive vaccination site. Since the park remains closed, the happiest place on earth has the capacity to vaccinate thousands of people every day. This is the first of five locations to be announced.
Let's get this going.
Yeah.
I like it. Trending on Twitter, number two.
There are talks that Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem will be playing.
Bardem.
Oh, my God. I practiced his last name for like 10 minutes. Bardem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He will be playing Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in an Aaron Sorkin.
He'll be playing Desi.
Yeah.
That would be weird if it was the other way around.
I would watch it if he played Lucille Ball and she played Desi.
He's a super talented actor. He could pull it off.
Oh, and he's scary as hell, too.
He is scary as hell.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not confirmed, but it would be directed by Orion Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin.
Orion Sorkin.
I'm just having a panic attack, I think. Having a panic attack.
Relax.
I started sweating. Okay. I'm starting to... I might cry.
Have you ever noticed whenever there's names in trending on Twitter, Violetta panics over names. It could be Steve Williams.
Yeah.
She'd be like... Stefano Wozniak.
It is a total mental thing, because I will tell you, Violetta came in here twice to ask for the correct pronunciation of Javier Bardem, and she had it. She repeated it back to me like 2-3 times. Javier Bardem, no problem. Right. But then, I guess, in the moment, it all starts to overwhelm you. I get it.
And the whole thing's going to be directed, I learned, by Orion Samuelson.
He's one of the... he's got a new gig. He retired from radio, so...
I'm sorry, it's Aaron Sorkin. I got it. Yeah.
Okay, so really excited for that.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
And finally, Bachelor Nation sharing their thoughts on Victoria. The new episode aired last night, and they really aren't the nicest comments. Ugh. Hashtag Queen Victoria is trending, so I guess mission accomplished by her. Stick around for more with Whip's 30-second Bachelor review.
I can't wait. You know, we might go primetime on that one.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm thinking about it, yeah, because she makes me, and I haven't watched. I watched for like 8 seconds, but she comes on, I get physically uncomfortable.
That was
just looking at her.
That's understandable.
So strange. She's a plant, right? She's got to be an actress they planted in there.
She's
got to be a plant.
She's a really good actress then, in a way that makes you as unappealing as humanly possible.
Oh, boy. Sarah Silverman met her new boyfriend playing Call of Duty. Interesting. Great story for the kids.
Yeah.
Anybody listening who met your significant other under some strange circumstances? Anne.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How did it happen?
He was my graduate professor.
There you go.
Ooh.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
And when was the connection made?
I had a crush on him the first day of class, his first day at the university when he had moved back home.
Okay.
We're the same age. Like, people are like, oh my gosh, you're a professor? He's so much older. No, we're the same age.
What class was it?
It was a math class.
Math class.
Mm-hmm. You always got to go to his office, get some tutoring help.
Falling in love over math.
No, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen at all, huh?
No, nope.
Who made the first effort to let the other person know they were interested?
I think it was me.
Yeah, there you go.
Because he's got to stay professional.
Oh, that's right.
Got to. Karen met your significant other under strange circumstances.
Yes, I was his secretary.
Okay. All right. And
just like the stories.
And yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like the cliche.
It's just like a romantic comedy movie.
Exactly.
Waiting to happen. Yeah.
Yep. And it worked out. We're together 20 years later.
Look at that.
Was he married?
Look at that. Why do you have to ruin the
story? I'm just
curious.
Jeez. What was your question?
Everything is salacious with
Violetta. I don't even know what salacious means.
Exactly. Go ahead. They had a nice story there. Go ahead.
Well, you know, all's well that ends well.
Go ahead.
Was he married when you first started talking?
No.
Oh, perfect.
Were you?
Thank God. He was recently divorced.
Yeah. Maybe she was married.
And he didn't want to date anyone that he worked with, but somehow we did.
There you go. All right. Hang on. We got one more call. See if we can ruin their story.
Oh, my God.
If you can take their story into some
dark
corner.
Yeah.
Hi there, Heather.
Hi.
I met your significant other under unexpected circumstances.
Yes. Actually, I was on a date with one of his friends.
Okay.
And we had gone to a play, to one of their mutual friend's daughter's high school play.
Right.
And met him there. And then we all decided to go out to a bar for a little while. And that's when I really kind of put the magic on there.
Put the magic on.
Magic time.
There you go.
Wonderful.
I've had 3 vodka tonics. Watch, I'm about to put the magic on. 312-233-1019. Dad asks if he was wrong to stop paying daughter's phone bill after she filed her teeth down for TikTok. Well, you got to be hot on the talk. Mm-hmm. Your parents still pay for what? Hi, Julie.
My parents still pay for my cell phone bill.
Okay, there you go. Cell phone is a very popular one. How old are you, Julie?
I'm 45. I'm married with 2 kids, have my own house, but he still pays my cell phone bill.
Now, the million-dollar question in all this, do they know they're still paying it, or is it just kind of tucked in there and they haven't paid attention?
No, they know. And it's like every time I go for an upgrade, my dad can never remember his password or what anything
I know.
Is.
It's such a pain for you.
It is. It's a lot of work for me.
I know. To get my free phone, I got to do all this extra work every couple of years. It's crazy. Your parents still pay for what, Pete?
My dad actually still pays for my National Geographic magazine subscription.
Got to have it. Perfect for the... Awesome. The coffee table in the family room, the Nat Geo.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Can't live without it.
Do you read it every episode or every edition that comes in? Do you read them all?
You betcha.
And Nat Geo.
All right. Makes you look classy.
A lot of pictures, too.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's the goal. You look
a classy. Class. There. You're worldly.
Yeah. Your parents still pay for what, Donna?
My football squares.
That's nice.
Oh.
That's nice. Get in like a Super Bowl squares contest. They pick up the check.
No. My work has a football square every week. My mom and I work together, and she's just too lazy to get changed.
Ah.
So she says, I covered you.
Good. Good that gig.
Sounds, yeah, right.
Good gig. All right. Your parents, this is a sign of the times. Listen to this. Dr. Lisa.
Yes.
Your parents still pay for?
All the TV subscriptions. Hulu, Apple, Netflix.
Oh, man. Do they want another son?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they call me all the time. Did you just add it to this TV? Did you just add it to this TV to make sure their accounts aren't hacked?
Oh, yeah. How old are you, Dr. Lisa?
I'll be 46.
There you go. There you go. Mom and Dad's still playing for Netflix. This is a great one, Morgan. Parents still paying for it.
My student loans.
Oh, yeah.
They're wonderful people.
Well, they probably encourage you to take them out.
They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
And do you get any grief from them?
Yes, but when I was growing up, they always told me, you know, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Just make sure you get into college, and we'll take care of it.
That's the
It was held over my head a lot.
There you go.
You get into trouble, we're not going to pay for your college.
Right. You start filing your teeth down on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget it. We're not going to do it. Trevor, your parents still pay for
my iPass.
Oh, yeah.
Can they pay for mine? I've had a few issues with the Illinois tollway system.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Don't link them with him. Yeah. You don't want that. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. Believe me, it's an absolute disaster dealing with these people. An absolute nightmare. Just stick with what you're doing. Let's go right to the parent. Hey, Matthew.
Yes.
Still on the tab. What are you paying for?
The car insurance.
That's on the payroll. That's the word I was looking for.
And then if you get a speeding ticket?
How many car insurance? Just one?
Oh, I have two boys, so I pay for both of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're the dad.
Uh-huh. How long is that going to go on?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you paying for them under duress? Do they, have something on you?
No. Fortunately, no.
Okay. You're just a wonderful father.
Well, I like to believe so.
I hope they believe it as well.
That sounds so kind.
Very nice. When Sex and the City originally came out, everybody was ordering Cosmo Martinis.
Yes, they were.
That was the big Carrie drink, right?
Mm-hmm. All the girls, they drink that.
Yeah. And now, somebody was just asking me, are they in their 60s? just 50s.
Okay, good.
As it turns out, the revival series is going to be called, and just like that, it will follow Carrie, Charlotte, and Miranda as they navigate love and friendship in their 50s.
Yeah, it's not like everything stops when you turn 50.
Well, the interesting thing is, too, because, you know, that's the whole concept of the Friday featured cocktail, the cocktail that your parents or grandparents drank that now you're like, all right, well, let me give that a shot. Same thing. A whole generation watched Sex and the City 20 years ago, and a whole new generation is now interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it continues to span the generations. Which one of them, those three remaining characters, Carrie, Charlotte, or Miranda, had the most partners? 312-233-1019. Hey, Ellen.
Hello.
The answer must be
Carrie.
It was kind of a trick question because it was a tie. Carrie and Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
I thought it was Miranda.
No.
Charlotte seemed like the goody-goody.
Yeah, oh, see, she tricked you. Both Carrie and Charlotte betted 18 men each.
Wow.
In the series. 18 men each. Big number there, right, Ellen?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, Carrie and Charlotte had 18 each. Miranda had 17. She's right there.
Oh.
Kim Cattrall's character, Samantha, had 40 male conquests and one female. So that added up to almost 54 million indirect partners.
Sure. Whoa. And New York City's only got, 8 million people.
Yeah.
So, man.
Carrie with the number of 18 and Charlotte with the number of 18, that leads to an indirect link to 21.3 million people. Which really makes your head spin if you think about it.
It does.
And Miranda had 17 or almost 20 million indirect partners.
Wow.
Big numbers. Leno on the line brought to you by Foot First Podiatry's exclusive cosmetic sklar, bunionectomy, and toe shortening procedures. Oh, perfect for the off season.
That's when you want to do that.
Maybe Charles wants to get his toes done.
Yeah.
It's an option. Go to footfirst.com. See how they fix feet beautifully in Chicago, Oak Brook, and Schaumburg. Hey, Charles.
What's up, y'all? What does a toe shortening procedure look like?
I asked Dr. Sklar about that once, and he says a lot of women, not a lot of men, like to get their big, long, crazy toes shortened, I guess. I don't know.
You know those people who have like a couple like knuckles in their toes?
They have a knuckle taken out?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Wow. Anything you'd be interested
in? I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up online. It looks like when the toe next to your big toe is longer, they shorten it.
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to have that,
Is yours that way? Is your second toe longer than your big toe?
No. I'm a human being.
Yeah, you're fine. You're totally fine.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, tough end to the season. How you feeling?
Mm-hmm. Now that it's over, I'm feeling good. Not in that way, but I mean, like, I had my moment yesterday to, you know, reflect off the game and things like that. Sure. But now I'm heading into off season. I get to be a almost full-time dad now.
That's perfect.
That's the good part about it. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the bright side about it. I'm healthy. So, you know, it didn't go the way we wanted it to, but, you know, 31 other teams is going to be feeling the same way we are. So, you know, we just got to see where each individual can get better for next year. That's really what it comes down to.
Now, as the off-season approaches here, and like you said, you get to be virtually a full-time dad. You guys got any big plans? Are you going to, you know, take a vacation? Are you going to go back to the West Coast? Are you going to go back to Boise? Are you going to go back to Boise and hang out? Any of that kind of stuff?
No, none of that. None of that. It's still a pandemic going on. I don't know if I want to see a lot of people right now. But I played a whole football season and survived. Well, I'm not gonna say this. I'm not gonna what. Played a whole football season without attracting COVID or giving it to my wife and kids. So,
right.
I think I want to keep this streak going for as long as possible. We'll probably just lay low and, you know, I'll be doing my workouts, but for the most part, just hanging around the house with my wife and Jan, and we'll just be, you know, hanging low.
Yeah, maybe start a puzzle.
No, my wife does puzzles. I'm gonna start a puzzle.
You know, you mentioned. Go ahead.
I'm thinking about a podcast, though. A lot of people are starting podcasts right now, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, let me know if you.
I don't want to take.
You need help? We got a couple of microphones laying around here. You can probably. Yeah, I mean, we can help out in any way possible. You talked about working out there. Do you take any time off of working out? Do you go, listen, you know, I spend all this time in the weight room. You going to take like a month off, or are you right back at it?
Nah, I take some time off now. When I was younger, I didn't. When I was younger, I would go right back into it. But now I definitely take some time off.
Got a treadmill in the basement? You do that? You get on a Peloton down in the basement or anything like that?
Yeah, I got my wife to Peloton last year, 2 years ago. So I'll probably hop on that just to, you know, make sure I'm not just the most out of shape person in the world.
Sure.
Yeah. Once I'm dying on that, then I realize, I need to go back and hit the weights super hard.
Once your own season is done, do you watch the rest of the football playoffs with any interest? And do you root for guys you know or any particular teams? You don't have to say what team, but do you have an interest in that?
Yeah, no, definitely. You meet a lot of great guys throughout this game, whether you go into like different conferences or, you know, different accolades that you get and you meet up with these guys. But yeah, I'd definitely be rooting for different people all across the league. No, don't have a specific team, but I'm just definitely rooting for the players. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is.
You know, yesterday we almost got you, but you had to go into your final team meetings. Now, when you go in, you always hear about at the end of the season, players go in and have their meeting, their exit meetings or whatever, then clean out their lockers. Did you do that? Like, when you clean out your locker, do you ever find anything like at the bottom, like, oh, my God, there's a Twix bar. That was from, like, week four, buried under a shoe. Does that happen?
I'm trying to think of the weirdest thing I found in my locker, actually.
Yeah.
Not a Twix bar, definitely not that.
That's how I'd find mine.
Actually, I'm pretty on top of my locker, so I don't find weird, random things like that. I remember Kyle Long a few years ago. He never cleaned out his locker.
Who was that?
He had like an old mug of coffee in there with like almost a full cup in there still.
Kyle Long?
Kyle Long did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And it actually was furry was on top.
It was like a half-filled mug of coffee still in the locker. Oh, and he took it out like, what the hell is this?
Oh, my God. That's
the cream is
disgusting. You know, I did notice one thing, not to bring up sore memories, but from the game, I watched one of the clips of the ball that Mitch threw to Javon Wims that went through his hands, and it was from behind. I don't know if you've seen it. And Mitch throws it, and you're right there next to him, and your arms go up, and it goes through Javon's hands, and you fall to your knees. And I thought, oh, the big bear just went down. Do you remember that moment?
How could I forget?
Yeah.
I was actually just talking to somebody about that. Like, if you kind of, like, look at that view that you're talking about,
yep.
And every single, I would say almost, all other 10 players had like all different reactions.
Right.
But everybody had reacted in their own way. So it was kind of like, yeah, it was just like, honestly, that was just the tell of the season, I would say.
Yeah.
You know? That's true.
That's a good way to encapsulate it. Well, Charles, you've been great to us all season long. We're looking forward to you joining us next year in a Big Bears march to a Super Bowl next season. Get yourself a bunch of rest, relax, enjoy your family, and we will catch up with you again soon, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on again. And the bear is officially going into hibernation.
There he is.
You deserve it.
There goes the big bear.
Aww.
The Big Bears in hibernation. Find out last night, ABC said, you know what? The Bachelor is actually more important than the national championship college football game. Let's move that over to ESPN so we can watch this freak show, Queen Victoria, and show Matt's abs.
Yeah, that's both those things happened.
He's got pretty good abs. I got to give it to him.
No, he really looks so hard.
Yeah, he looks fake. They're so good.
He's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
All right, so it was The Bachelor last night, 2 hours of pure hell. Whip watches all 2 hours and condenses it down into 30 seconds and 30 seconds only to save you the time and the effort of living through it.
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. The clock starts at the conclusion of this jingle. Doop-bop-boop-a-doop-a-doop, and give.
Queen Victoria feuds with her roommate Marilyn. She says to her, I will, like, narrow out you for being super rude to me earlier. Like, if you want to go there. Like, you said you wanted to pick my brain and find out, like, why I act the way I do. I didn't make up those words. You said them. God. That was insulting to me. Marilyn says they have to room together. They should probably understand each other. Victoria says they're like oil and vinegar, even though I think she meant oil and water. She said she'd rather sleep on a couch than room with someone like that, so she sets up a bed on the couch in the living room of the mansion and sleeps there. Then she said, Marilyn needs to leave because I hate her.
One. All right. Tidbit Tuesday, right here on The Mix. Tidbit stories we haven't had a chance to get to. And now we do. Let's start in France.
Yes.
Paris Fashion Week is going completely digital following the decision from the regulatory committee. So nobody's going to be walking up and down the runways in weird clothes.
Well, and that brought such big crowds from celebrities and everybody.
I loved it. Whip and I used to go every year.
Yeah.
I know. Hey,
we'll get back to that someday. Don't give
we
up.
We would
hope.
Dress as toilet paper rolls and all sorts of weird, bizarre, fashionable things and go to Fashion Week in Paris and sit next to a Kim Kardashian.
Mm.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
She actually sat right between us. It's great.
Yeah,
also,
great commentary.
Elsewhere around France, visitors to the Louvre fell 72% in 2020.
Was it still open?
I guess so. Open off and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's why, yeah.
But down 72%, the Louvre, to go see the Mona Lisa and a host of other things.
Isn't that whole museum, like, underground?
You enter through an underground area, but then you come back above.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was like, I remember on top of that
glass thing. It's the glass triangle is where you enter in front of the actual Louvre Museum. Mm-hmm. So,
cool.
Maybe this will be the year it can make a big comeback.
Sure.
This guy never went away and I guess is continuing his level of success. Kevin Hart has signed a film and first look deal with Netflix.
Saw that.
You know, I like Kevin Hart a lot.
Yeah.
And I tried to watch his stand-up from his house.
Yeah?
And it just wasn't funny.
How many people did he have in his house?
Like 20.
Okay.
He's, like, almost, like, too angry. And, like, the whole world's angry right now, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of the comedy is an anger and misery. But it just didn't grab me. I was shocked. I was ready for it to be really, really good, too.
Generally, he's pretty funny. Well, it feels like in an auditorium he's funny anyway.
From funny to scary, have you been seeing the trailers for Clarice?
Yeah.
Clarice, first trailer throws viewers into the aftermath of Silence of the Lambs.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It's the new CBS show, Clarice.
Yeah.
Which is a sequel to Silence of the Lambs, follows FBI agent Clarice Starling as she navigates her newfound reputation as the nation's top serial killer investigator.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Clarice.
Mm-hmm.
It looks scary.
It does.
I love that movie. That's the only scary movie I like.
Really? Mm-hmm. That, pretty tremendous movie. Lush is bringing back its suggestive bath bombs for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
You know what a bath bomb is, Whip?
I think I know. It is just like a ball you drop in the bath and then it explodes everywhere on you.
There's an explosion?
Yeah, I think there, well, there better be if it's called a bomb.
Lush's Valentine's Day 2021. The company is bringing back favorites including the Love Boat Bath Bomb, the Love Locket Bath Bomb, the Naked Attraction Massage Bar, and the Prince Charming Shower Gel.
Mm.
Get ready for a big love-filled Valentine's Day weekend.
I don't think enough couples bathe together. I'm just going to put that out there.
Bathing together is completely 100% overrated.
No.
Too crowded.
It's dirty.
It's hot in there.
You're in both of your filth instead of just your own filth.
Terrible. Terrible.
Romantic.
You know, you were talking last hour, Violetta, to Charles Leno Jr. as to whether or not he was going to do puzzles in the offseason.
Yeah.
Man uses custom puzzle to woo woman.
Oh.
Amari McGee of Atlanta. It's going viral because he purchased a custom-made puzzle from Walgreens in order to ask Akelia, his girlfriend, to marry him. The puzzle featured a picture of the two, along with the caption, "Will you be my girlfriend?" You just got that at Walgreens?
Oh.
They had to have it specially made.
Right, I would
think.
Maybe
Walgreens, you can have it made.
Yeah, you can customize it probably in the photo department.
There you go.
Yeah, you could do that.
There you go. That's actually a pretty good idea if your significant other is big in puzzles.
Yeah.
But why did it say girlfriend? Wasn't he proposing to be married?
I don't know. I guess he was proposing maybe we should just be in a relationship.
That's a lot of work, that puzzle, just for that.
Maybe he actually likes her. A billionaire spends $50,000 on his daughter's fourth birthday party.
What?
Well...
You know, if you're a Russian billionaire and you spend 50 grand, it's nothing.
Well, that's what I'm... Yeah, it's true. What's he going to do for the fifth?
Well, yeah.
The Russian billionaire spent $50,000 on his daughter's fourth birthday. The bash took place in Miami and featured Cirque du Soleil-style performers, a decadent dessert bar, a carousel, a fire breather, a fire twirler, and a stilt walker.
Wow.
Vladimir Doronin held the party at a mansion that once belonged to Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, so it's got high ceilings, too.
And speaking of parties that have been canceled... Hoda Kotb will host a three-night virtual Mardi Gras event after the 2021 parade was canceled.
Oh, all right.
No Mardi Gras, but you get to experience it for three straight nights with Hoda Kotb.
That's so strange.
Awesome. Is she from there or something?
I don't know, but I'm going to find something else to do. I think one night is too much.
Right.
But three for Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Top three things that are trending on Twitter as we sit here right now. We get the update at 7 a.m. and again right around 9:30 with Violetta at the social media desk. Are you ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Ben and Jerry's trending right now because they're making doggy desserts. Ice cream special for your furry friends. They have two different flavors, peanut butter and pretzel swirl. It doesn't really say if it's only for dogs, but it probably is. So careful not to mix that up in the freezer.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Because it looks like regular ice cream.
You know, after a... couple of cocktails late at night. Who cares?
What's the difference?
Who cares? Trending on Twitter, number two.
Nick Jonas is in talks right now to play Frankie Valli in a streaming version of The Jersey Boys, and many are thinking that he is going to crush that.
He would be really good in that, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So what about just Nick, none of the other ones?
Yeah, right now it's just Nick. And I wonder if the other brothers are involved.
They might be able to pull that off. Okay. And trending on Twitter, number one.
January 12th is National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Get out of here.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Get out of here. I got to let my son know.
He's
a full-on ginger. He loves it, too. He loves being a ginger.
Well, happy smooching with your red-headed honey.
How about
not
that?
Not you. Yeah. You should smooch him.
I'll let him figure that part of it out. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.